Purdue recently announced taking part in the Ag Data Coalition. Let's start first about what it is, and we'll go from there.
Well, the Data Coalition is a repository for farmers to put their farm-generated data information into a place where it will be secure and to a place where it's easily accessible for the people that they're working with. And so we know that farmers are generating more and more information from their farms, and that can be yield monitor information, that can be soil test information. We know that the farm implements, tractors, other implements are sending data to the cloud in terms of conditions of the engine, in terms of the location, in terms of the load on the tractor, all that kind of stuff. And so this is all potentially useful information then that could possibly and quite probably guide management decisions in the future. And so Purdue is joining this coalition because we feel like this is a positive move for this industry and having a good place for all this information to go.
Why is this important to folks involved in the agriculture industry, whether it's farmers or the folks that they are working with?
So we think the coalition is important because there's just been an explosion of data, and there's been an explosion of people that are working on this information, and we think the potential is enormous. We've been using some of this information on the farm, yield monitor information to create management zones, to potentially farm better. We think this will only increase in the future, and we see the complexities of this growing all the time. And so a data coalition, what it does is to put a bit of a framework on it. The farmer is complete control of this information, and So instead of working with multiple service providers where the data may reside on the farm or in each of these different service providers or different people that they're working with, the data will be in one central location, so it will be very portable, it will be very easy to locate, and it will just, we feel, add a tremendous amount of value long-term in terms of farmers using this information.
Does it also provide maybe a sense of security for the farmers that are putting data into it, just with the concerns about who has access to the data and that it's in one space, everything goes into one space?
Yeah, Megan, I think that's part of it too, is that, this whole new data space is something that is, relatively new, probably within the last 20 years in terms of farmers as to sharing all this information. And we're still trying to figure out all the ropes in terms of how this is all going to work. But, most service providers, they give the farmer the option as to, what to do with the data. I think probably the biggest advantage to me is that if you're a farmer and collecting all this information, you may not know exactly what to do with it right now because the science is still developing. We know that a lot of farmers have information on their yields from their combines, goes back perhaps 20 years or so. And in some cases, some of that's on flash drives, on computer drives. And getting it all in this type of a repository, I guess, for us is a way that we can have all that data more closely at hand and let someone else worry more about that than a farmer having to, pull it all together and make sure it's available for their service provider.
Speaking of availability, when will farmers be able to utilize this tool, and what is their course of learning more and enrolling or engaging in its use?
Yeah, so this whole concept, of course, has been hatched in the last year or so, and Purdue just joined here in the last month. And so there is a pilot program that's being developed, and that will become real this summer. And so by fall, the intentions are is that this pilot program will be operational.